If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
So you're out on the river in Wisconsin, the Apple River, actually, a very popular spot for tubing. I've actually gone on it probably about 20 some years ago when I lived in that part of the country. It's a lovely place to be. My memories of it 20 some years ago, friendly people. There wasn't mobs of teenagers attacking random adults that were looking for phones. There also wasn't random adults deciding to stab mobs of teenagers while looking for phones when they come and harass and attack him either. It's a case where everybody seems to be in the wrong. Memories are very faded. Memories are very flawed because it was a moment of trauma for everyone involved. Now, Nikolai Mew looks at spending the rest of his life in prison for those split-second decisions that he made that fateful day in 2022. Joining me to discuss, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. This one, overall, yeah, there's a lot of weirdness. There's a lot of lies or false memories, or it's being called all different things. I think there's a mixture
of
both going on here. But let's just kind of do an overview on this. You know, when you see the video, because that's ultimately what everything is coming back down to, is the video of those kids attacking the adult. And then eventually they're screaming and there's blood in the water and several people have been stabbed after going after the man that wasn't attacking them. What's your thoughts on the overall premise of this whole thing?
I think you had a lot of trauma, background being triggered in individuals, you know, Mew especially, I think. And, but like you said, it's a complicated case. It's very complicated. And I think it's the extreme of the number of stabbings that actually probably sent it over for the conviction rather than just a crime of passions. I think a wrong word here, just the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
Where you're into self-defense mode. And then after the prefrontal lobe kind of starts flushing back out and you can start recollecting yourself, you should be able to kind of pull back from that unless you're in a fit of rage and you're having a trauma response from something earlier in life. That's the kind of first thing that I thought of when looking at this. I wonder what happened to him earlier in life that made this sort of response like that.
Yeah.
Because it was significant. There is no doubt.
Was it unreasonable though? I mean, and I think it also is interesting to see, okay, this happened in Wisconsin. This is not a stand your ground state. Had this happened in Texas, I don't know that we'd be having the same discussion, quite honestly. Right. In reality, people are people. It doesn't matter what state you're in. It's just the jurisdictions of what's going on. But was his response unreasonable? When I saw that video for the first time, having no idea anyone was stabbed or dead or anything, I just saw this guy who's about 50-some years old looking for his cell phone, trying to explain to a mob of screaming young adults, and let's be honest here, these weren't like 12-year-old kids. These are 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, and grown adults, far older than that, trying to explain, I'm looking for my phone. And all you had were these kids being a mob of hyenas, screaming mm-hmm. at him, calling him a rapist, calling him a predator. He's looking for little girls. I mean, it was just primal evil behavior from these yeah. young kids who clearly probably didn't have the best parenting if this is how they react to a stranger coming up to them in the river simply looking for a phone. And then attacking him, pushing mm-hmm. him down in the water. And there's many more of them than him. And he knows he's not in a good condition of health. He had the quadruple bypass just a few years ago. And that's not something you just get over in a couple of weeks and you're good to go. That's going to take years. And yeah, I don't know. I saw that. I'm like, if I had a weapon on me at that moment in time, which he didn't go over there intentionally trying to stab anyone, but like, oh shit, right. I got this in my pocket. I don't know that I wouldn't have pulled it out either. Now I might've raised it up and said, get back, which did not happen. It seemed to be very much of a covert boom, boom. And in a fit of fight or flight, and he chose fight. But was it unreasonable, his reaction to try and defend himself in a moment where he thought he was in danger?
You would think it looked reasonable, but at the same time, context in the moment.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was found to be not reasonable. Yeah. Ed, this is a really complicated, tough one, I think. And like you said, given a different jurisdiction, given a different set of testimonies and witness accounts and things like that, you're going to have a different result. You know, the extreme of his conviction, that is what's really kind of shocking, I think.
Mm-hmm. And he went on the stand to testify and give his point of view on it. And admitted that he lied. He did lie to investigators early on. He had a story initially that the kids had the knife and he grabbed a knife out of one of their hands to try and defend himself. And that's where it took place. We know the reality of that is not true. He had a knife in his pocket from cutting a rope earlier. He forgot he had it in his pocket. And it was interesting because the prosecution really kept trying to, I think, poke a hole at that, going, you intentionally went over there with a knife. Which I don't think sold very well to a jury. Right. I think any of us who've, I don't know, lived life for a little bit and have had swimming trunks on or just anything in it, or you realize, oh, shoot, I forgot that's in my pocket mm-hmm. when you didn't want it there. But he'd already started making his way, like, no big deal. I'll just hold on to it, whatever. To try and point out that he had this knife with some sort of intention. I don't believe that he went over there trying to stab those kids. I don't believe those kids intended to, you know, think they were going to get stabbed either. Was this just really the worst possible outcome and the worst of humanity coming out of all these people simultaneously, which created this insane friction and ultimately four people being severely injured and one dying?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You had a group mob mentality with the teenagers that they got in the group think. And you have unhealthy behaviors there in a collective, and so everyone kind of joins in that energy flow that starts on the negativity towards an individual. And on his side, unless they can prove some sort of mental disorder, this is not what normal human beings do. They don't go and pick a fight, especially if you're at that age with those medical conditions, with a bunch of kids with an intention to kill mm-hmm. and stab. I mean, it makes no sense whatsoever. So I'm with you. I think it was just a really conglomeration of a lot of unhealthy behaviors trauma responses from earlier in life that are there that manifested in this really crazy situation and with dire consequences by two and trauma by many more after that, and a horrible sentence to him.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.